I hereby call the Town of Montville Zoning Board of Appeals to order March 4th, 2006 at 6:01 p.m. Let's rise for the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And next is the roll call, please.
Board Member McNeil.
Present.
Board Member Butterworth is absent. Board Member Montorsi.
Here.
Board Member Maffeo.
Here.
Board Member Adams.
Here.
And alternate Hernandez.
Here.
Okay, well, we have a quorum. And all the full members are here, so we can proceed with the meeting, obviously. I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes of the December 3rd meeting of 2025. Is there a second?
I second.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion or modifications to the minutes that need to be made that anybody's aware of? Have been none. All in favor to approve the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Executive session, there is none. Public hearings, there are none. We do have some new business that is going to be taken care of next month, but I'll read it. It's 26 ZBA-1. The owners are Thomas DeMauro and Stacy Roblinski. Applicant Thomas DeMauro for an appeal of a January 13th, 2026 cease and desist letter of the zoning enforcement officer regarding the property at 836 Route 163, parcel ID 037-022-000. It was submitted the 12th of February, and we would like to schedule a public hearing, and I think we're going to have that scheduled, if I'm not mistaken, for our next regular scheduled hearing.
April 1st.
Okay. So that's just a little bit of information. There's no old business?
Nope, we just need to make a motion to set that public hearing.
Okay, I make a motion to schedule ZBA 1 for our next scheduled meeting on, do you have the date?
April 1st.
April 1st? Okay, April 1st. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Is there any other business?
The only other business is in your packet is a spreadsheet.
Budget?
Actually, what this is the fees that are being charged by the Town of Montville for applicants. And we are in the process of, our office is looking at what the fees are that are being charged for all of the different commissions and boards that we represent, we staff, and for ZBA, you can see that what we charge for variances and appeals is marked on here, and then we gave a comparison of some area towns. We don't charge a residential fee or a non-residential fee, but like Waterford does and Stonington does. Basically, I'm bringing this to your attention to see if there's any chance of anyone wants to increase these fees. The only suggestion that I have is what we are doing with inland wetlands and planning and zoning is all legal notices are going to be charged back to the applicant, and I'm presenting that to this board tonight. The cost for putting things in the newspaper, like most things, has increased greatly, and usually ranges anywhere from $200, sometimes up to $300, just to put something in the newspaper, and that eats away at that cost of the $450 application fee, whether it be for a variance or for an appeal. So my suggestion to you would be that you look at the possibility of the only increase being that we actually charge for the legal cost, the legal notice cost. Whatever that be, it be put back to the applicant to pay. And if the board can make an agreement on that, the next process would be this, as well as the other commissions. All of these suggestions will be sent to TARP, and they will take a look at it and then give it to the town council, who will make a new ordinance and put these into effect.
Right, so you're just looking for our input, because this obviously it's going to be a concert of every you know, board and commission that, and obviously if it's established that the advertisement's going to be borne by the applicant, it's going to be across the board.
That's what we're looking to do, yes.
Now, I notice on this spreadsheet where you have legal notice, actual cost is what you're suggesting, I guess, but you also didn't carry it out. Does that mean all the other towns don't do that because it's blank?
That's correct. From what we could tell from researching the other towns, they don't charge an extra cost for the legal notice. It's something that the town is looking to do across the board for all of the commissions that we staff.
You haven't noticed the upcoming hearing yet, I'm assuming. Do you happen to know what the advertisement fee was for that typical?
For this one
will coming. I don't remember if you have one from, you know, if you recall from the last.
They range anywhere from $200 to $300, depending on how much information is put into that legal notice. So that would be the rough estimate of what that cost actually is.
So the application fee of $450, why add an extra burden to the applicant if there's enough there to cover the advertisement?
Certainly, if that's how this board would.
I'm just asking. It's like, yep. And I'm looking at everybody else, and Ledger's $50 more than us. But I don't know. I mean, again, we don't have. It's just our input. I mean, we're already higher than everybody else except for Ledger. I mean, I don't know. But whatever. Just my 2 cents.
Does anybody else have any feedback on that?
No.
And how would they suggest collecting it? Would it be post, it's like, okay, we're going to let you know, and then you got to submit? Because normally when you submit an application, I would assume they pay up front, right?
Correct.
So now you're going to hope that the person or the party is going to show up and make good on it.
Correct.
I would imagine if you pay it up front, they're going to show up.
Right. Well, they won't be able to pay that legal notice. They will for, say, in this instance, this is an appeal, so I'll know what that dollar figure will be before next month, and I would be able to say to the applicant, it won't happen with this one because this still has to go through other layers before anything is approved. But typically, it would then be said to the applicant, the cost for the day advertising was $350. They would cut a check before it was even heard by the commission.
So if they weren't charged an extra fee and it was, say, $300, there's like $150 surplus, where does the money go? Does that go to our Christmas fund for the party?
Vacation in Mexico or something.
It goes to
So the more applicants we have, the bigger party we can have. Okay, well, I'm all for raising that legal fee, too. Anyway, my 2 cents is, you know, why burden the, the applicant any further if nobody else is doing it? Seems like a money grab, but that's my 2 cents. I don't know about you guys.
I feel the same way.
And it's an obligation. It has to be posted in the paper.
Yes.
Because I could see someone saying, well, then don't post, like, I could see their argument. Why should I have to pay for it? I'm not the one that wants it posted. It's something that's mandatory.
It is. It's under Connecticut General statutes. It has to go in the newspaper. We have to notice it.
I don't know.
Well, in effect, they're paying for it with the fee.
Right. So that's what I'm saying is if they know they're going to be if we break it down and they see they're going to be paying another $300 for it to go in the paper, I could see someone saying, well, then don't put it in the paper. I'm already paying the other fees. Even though we have to, I could see that argument from them.
Well, the thing is, if they don't pay it, they don't come before us. Right?
Right. They have to pay that application fee gets paid when they present the application.
Correct.
Or else it's incomplete.
Well, yep. There's details have to be worked out because, obviously, they're going to find out the fee after they post it, and then the applicant has to come and pay it after the fact, and it's already been in the paper and noticed. So I just think it's more confusing for them.
Yeah, suppose that happens and they don't pay. Then what happens?
Well, and if you're gonna have a fee, just have a flat fee and have them pay it up front.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
And that's, as far as I'm concerned, that's what the fee's for already.
Yeah. And it eliminates a lot of red tape.
And the Christmas party and our bonus.
Yeah, I like that idea too. Yeah, okay. But it would eliminate a lot of in the middle.
Okay, that's my two cents. I don't know, and whatever anybody else has to say.
I say we have a Christmas party at the Brown Derby.
open bar. Okay.
That's all I had for other business.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to make a motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
I second.
Motion made and second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So moved.
Stacy, again, we can take these back to look at, review them when we have to, because this is updated. Because
are you going to host a Christmas party, or are you going to let Doug do it like you did last year?